Delicious is all about, you know, memory and how we save and remember and share things. So going from, you know, building a powerful single person memory, you know, so you can keep the things that you found, and then going to a way to have a sort of shared memory system such that, you know, you can save things and other people can recall them. And I think that's an interesting model for what we could build.
That was Joshua Schachter, now director of engineering in the social search group at Yahoo, best known for creating the web service Delicious. This is Web 2.0 Voices, a feature series on PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Delicious is a social bookmarking, social software web service for storing and sharing web bookmarks. It was acquired by Yahoo last December. I talked with Joshua Schachter at Dots Cafe in Yahoo's Santa Clara campus on Wednesday. I asked him what's changed for him since Yahoo acquired Delicious.
Since we've been acquired, I've been able to spend a lot more time working on the product and not dealing with company issues and, you know, payroll and ordering servers and that sort of stuff. A lot of time gets spent on the product directly now. So that's probably the single biggest change. We've added a lot of resources. You know, a lot of the strengths that Yahoo has been brought to bear on the product, and more so over time.
How much of a funding infusion did you get specifically to put into Delicious outside of the infrastructure support you just mentioned?
Well, I mean, it's all about building the product. So we've continued to build up infrastructure, understand what needs to be built for user interface, where the product is going, and how it interfaces with the rest of the world.
Has the way you've been thinking about Delicious changed in terms of, I would think you would be focused more now on integrating with Yahoo's other services and with the world of Yahoo's community?
We've only started considering integrating with Yahoo where it makes sense for both the user and the product in question. A lot of things don't necessarily make sense, and we haven't tried to force anything, nor have we been pushed to make integrations that don't make any sense.
What were the biggest bumps in the transition from being independent to being part of Yahoo?
All in all, it's been pretty smooth, actually. A lot of support, you know, a lot more great minds on the product. You know, Yahoo has a lot of technologies that actually helps us out advance quite a bit. So actually, I've been pretty pleased about how things have gone.
What made you decide to sell Delicious?
I thought about it in terms of the product and the technologies and strengths that Yahoo would bring to bear and to let me make the product I wanted to make. And so far, that a lot of that has come true, or is, you know, coming true.
Let's go back to the beginning of Delicious. What inspired you to create Delicious?
In 2001 or so, I wrote the predecessor to Delicious to deal with a problem I was having storing and keeping track of links. I had a text file with like a rudimentary organizing system inside it that didn't really scale and was very difficult to deal with, and I couldn't find things anymore. So I built a database-backed web application to deal with my links. It was similar in some ways to Delicious, and in a lot of ways it was different. It was single user, but people could see what I was looking at. There were RSS feeds, so people could see what I was bookmarking over time. And I noticed that it ended up with a lot of daily readers were looking at what I was doing. Some 10,000 odd people were looking at my links every single day. And I thought that was pretty interesting, and wondered where I could go with if I allowed other people into the system. So I rebuilt it and called it Delicious around September of 2003. I let it loose on the world, and it's grown from there.
How many users does Delicious have now, approximately?
We don't have... The last numbers we've announced publicly were about 300,000, but that was about a year ago, and we've grown enormously since then. Unfortunately, I can't share numbers at this moment.
I'm sorry, how long ago was that?
December of last year.
Okay.
So almost a year ago now.
And when will the new numbers be coming out?
We're going to make an announcement when we hit some milestone.
Tell me about some of the newest features that you've been building in Delicious.
One of the directions we've been headed in, and something I'm pretty excited about, is bringing people to the focus of the product, right? In the past, it's been all about the links and pretty much that's it. But there's a great deal of expertise and knowledge within the system. So we've been trying to find a way to highlight individuals to let their knowledge and information sort of come through. So towards that end, we've added a bunch more network support, so you can actually, you know, keep track of people once you found them. We've added a couple of blog badges and other JavaScript sort of plugins that let you join someone's network from their blog. So if you find them outside on the web at large, not on Delicious alone. And then a few little things like exposing active users within a tag and that kind of thing to actually show, you know, who are the pivots of the community, where is the expertise coming from, so on and so forth.
In a way, it sounds like a similar kind of community to Dig. Have you ever thought about any deeper connections with Dig?
I mean, I've thought about it a bit. Their community is, you know, very... The focus of Dig is very different to Delicious, very different from Delicious. So, you know, I think they're actually kind of orthogonal. I think we share a lot of users. The products do completely different things. But I haven't had a really good idea as to how to bring them together, if at all.
And where do you want to take Delicious?
Delicious is all about, you know, memory and how we save and remember and share things. So going from, you know, building a powerful single person memory, you know, so you can keep the things that you found, and then going to a way to have a sort of shared memory system such that, you know, you can save things and other people can recall them. And I think that's an interesting model for what we could build.
It's a very kind of mind-expanding way that you've put that, just to think about sort of this becoming a collective memory for the coolest, most useful places you can go on the web.
Anything that people wanted to save, right? I mean, every person needs to be able to recall these things, and in a web where there's millions of destinations and places to go and things to find, you know, people need a better way of keeping track of their stuff, and we can leverage that to help other people find those same things based on what people felt about them in the past.
Now, this is kind of a question that isn't specifically to do with Delicious. How would you define Web 2.0? How do you feel about the term? How do you define it? Do you use it?
I think Web 2.0 is, to a large extent, about rapidly decreasing costs in terms of time and manpower in terms of developing applications and getting them outside to the real world. And this has a bunch of different effects, including making it so that people who are passionate about a topic or subject are able to produce something, an application or system relevant to that subject with much less effort and much less hardware than previous. This allows not the determining factor to be money or expertise in developing software, but instead it's a passion for the subject at hand, which makes for much more vibrant and interesting communities and products that go with those passions.
Because passion tends to attract people who are passionate about the same thing.
Exactly.
So, Joshua, what are you most passionate about with regards to your work?
I try to understand what's going on, how, you know, the world works. I think we're beginning to understand that there are strange economies of expertise and reputation and credit and so on and so forth. And I'm interested in exploring how these things work together such that we can build truly scalable social systems that can have millions of people peacefully coexisting within them. I think that a lot of the way we've designed systems in the past don't really take into account, you know, human nature and bring out the worst in us. And I think that we can build, you know, systems that are much more resilient and you know, take into account the way we work together to actually, you know, be harmonious rather than discordant.
That was Joshua Schachter, Director of Engineering in the Social Search Group at Yahoo, creator of social bookmarking web service Delicious, sharing his vision for the real-world connectedness that web-based communities could foster. This is Web 2.0 Voices, a feature series on PodTech News. Next time on Web 2.0 Voices, we'll be talking with Rob Lord of Songbird. I'm Catherine Girardeau.
One of the features we've added, one of the directions we've been, what did I say? That was a good one.
You said...